But if it's a terrible room, but if you can't hear and if people have got hearing difficulty, do say so. I'm going to ask Barbara to say something in a second to join us. Welcome to the British Council. It's the headquarters where we live and work in decreasing sizes in the world because we're not in a time of austerity able to do all the wonderful things we'd love to do, but we're also more aware of using technologies and making people meet together more virtually. There is a great luxury in this world, which is people meeting people. And this is the great experience I hope you are having, and it is a bit of a luxury in the times that we live in. It becomes the most expensive part of the way that we deal with international relations. It's probably not the most creative, but it's the most fun. It's probably not the least in terms of learning, but it's probably a way that changes you more than any other experience you will have. When I was relatively young, not so long ago, of course, I used to call this experience, I looked to my, if there are any French colleagues in the room, I used to call it the smell of the Gauloise. And the internet hasn't taken that over yet. Gauloise was a cigarette. And you couldn't be in France unless, you have to follow me, you couldn't be in France unless you could smell the Gauloise, because there was something about the sound, the smell, the taste of being in an experience that makes that experience change you as a person. And the internet don't do that, as we say in English. Correct. Don't do that. So what does do that? It's the touch, the sound, the smell, the sweat. Being out there today in the first ever day over 25 degrees in London for a long time, that makes you feel that you're somewhere, that makes you change yourself in a way that is different from the way you were when you started the experience. And if we don't do that to you with our experiences, we have failed. If we don't do that to you the way you see other people and see people on the streets, and look at the guy, I've walked past the guy sleeping in the doorway with a young woman around him just now in London at 5:30 at night, and don't think about that. That doesn't do our job justice, because the justice of our job is to make you see the world, smell the world, taste the world, and feel the world. That's really important. And if you're interested in democracy, Winston Churchill's, the only thing we've got. And thank you to the Council of Europe who are here. Winston Churchill's the only thing we've got. Democracy maybe does or doesn't work, but it's a methodology you're going to have to live with. And don't go around saying, it's the old frigging people with suits on who do it all. It's not, it's you lot that are doing it, because if you don't ask the questions and you don't put forward the realities of the smell, the sound, the taste of reality, you're failing in what you are as young people. We had Aung San Suu Kyi here on Monday over the road there, and what she said was, young people have only one way of doing learning. And this is an old philosophers know this, the older guys might know this as well. And she said, the only way to do learning is to ask questions. You won't get any answers, but the formulation of the question, this is Wittgenstein for those who know him, the formulation of the question preempts the answer, but it's made you think about what you want to do to change the society in which you live, to change you as a person, to change your relationships, to change the way you work and smell and taste and take those things in. So by formulating questions, you don't need answers. You just need really good questions. So, welcome to the British Council. Keep thinking and never stop thinking. Barbara.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Oh, okay. Good evening, everyone. Thank you. My name is Barbara.